Welcome to our AI deep dive for today.
Oh, yeah.
Buckle up.
Yeah.
We've got leaks, power moves, and even some robots behaving badly.
Oh, wow.
And it's all happening just today, November 27th, 2024.
Okay.
So we're diving into this daily chronicle of AI innovations.
Mm-hmm.
And first up, we've got OpenAI's Sora video model.
Right.
And get this, it's been leaked before its official release.
Leaked, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not just any leak.
Mm-hmm.
The source is a group of artists who were beta testing Sora.
Right.
And they're claiming that OpenAI is using their feedback without proper compensation.
Oh, wow.
Essentially art washing their contributions.
Interesting.
So imagine a world where anyone can create these amazing photorealistic videos just by describing what they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's the promise of Sora.
Yeah.
But now there's this ethical controversy swirling around it before it's even officially launched.
Yeah, before it's even really out there.
Right.
Yep.
OpenAI says that they're focused on safety.
Okay.
And that participation in the beta was voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
But it raises a really interesting question about the responsibility of these tech companies that are developing such powerful AI.
Mm.
What obligations do they have to the artists and creators whose work is being used to train these systems, especially when the technology has the potential to disrupt entire industries?
Exactly.
Like filmmaking and animation.
Yeah.
It's almost like we're seeing a preview of the kinds of debates we'll be having more and more as AI tools become even more powerful and accessible.
I think that's right.
And it's not just limited to the creative industries.
Right.
Look at what's happening with Uber.
Okay.
They're jumping into the AI game
mm-hmm.
with a new division called Scaled Solutions.
Okay.
It's Uber for AI data labeling.
Oh, wow. So they're...
So hold on.
Yeah.
You're telling me they're using their ride-sharing model to train AI.
It's a similar concept. Okay. Instead of connecting riders with drivers, Uber's connecting businesses that need data labeled with a global network of gig workers who can do the labeling.
I see.
And this data is crucial for training AI systems to do all sorts of things.
So they're tapping into their existing infrastructure and applying it to AI.
Exactly.
That's a pretty brilliant business move.
Yeah, it is. It's very clever.
It is.
It also highlights some of the... Yeah, the complexities of the AI boom.
Yeah.
We're seeing this global interconnected workforce emerge.
Right.
Focused on building the future of AI.
Uh-huh.
And Uber's emphasizing how they're bringing in diverse cultural perspectives through this.
Okay.
Which could help AI adapt to different markets around the world.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But it also makes you think about the labor implications, right?
Exactly.
Are these gig workers being fairly compensated for their role in building this technology?
Right.
It seems like the potential for exploitation is...
It's definitely a concern.
Pretty high.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a theme that's coming up again and again.
Yeah.
As AI becomes more integrated into our lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
And speaking of powerful figures in the AI world...
Okay.
We can't forget about Elon Musk.
Right.
His company, XAI, is making big moves.
Uh-huh.
And Twitter investors are pretty happy about it.
Okay.
What's interesting here is the connection between Twitter and XAI.
Yeah.
Musk has brought in some heavy hitters for this recent funding round for XAI.
Okay.
People like Jack Dorsey and Larry Ellison.
Yeah.
Plus XAI is buying a ton of NVIDIA chips.
Okay.
Those are top of the line for AI processing power.
Right.
It all points to a pretty close relationship between the two companies.
It seems like it.
Okay, so I'm seeing Musk's grand plan starting to take shape.
Okay.
He's connecting all these ventures.
Right.
Tesla, SpaceX, and now XAI.
Right.
And using his influence to push them forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating to watch, even if it's a little unnerving sometimes.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
There's definitely a concentration of power and resources at play here.
For sure.
And it'll be interesting to see how XAI develops under Musk's leadership.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Now let's switch gears to Bluesky.
Okay.
That decentralized social media platform.
Right.
They're all about open access.
Mm-hmm.
But that's causing some unintended consequences.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So their open API makes it super easy for developers to access user data.
Mm-hmm.
While Bluesky itself might not be using this data for AI training.
Right.
There's nothing stopping others from doing so.
Oh, wow.
Wait, so anyone could just scrape data from Bluesky and feed it to their AI models.
It seems that way, yeah.
What about user privacy?
That's the dilemma, right? Yeah. Blueski is trying to give users more control over their data.
Yeah.
But it's a real challenge to enforce those preferences
okay.
in a decentralized environment.
This gets to the heart of a much bigger question.
Right.
How do we balance data accessibility
yeah.
for innovation
mm-hmm.
with the protection of user privacy?
Yeah, that's a big one.
It's going to require some creative solutions.
For sure.
And especially as AI relies more and more on our personal data.
Exactly.
And speaking of innovation.
Okay.
How about this?
Mm-hmm.
The folks behind Android
All right.
and Oculus are teaming up
wow.
for a new AI venture.
Okay.
Imagine the brains behind
yeah.
those okay. groundbreaking technologies
right.
now focused on building an operating system specifically for AI agents.
Wow.
It's almost like an Avengers Assemble moment for the AI world.
It kind of is, yeah.
They want to revolutionize how we interact with AI on all our devices.
Okay.
From phones to laptops to cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got some serious backing.
Oh, yeah.
Major investors mm-hmm. like Index Ventures,
mm-hmm.
Alphabet.
Wow.
And even Andrej Karpathy.
Right.
One of the co-founders of OpenAI.
Yeah.
It's a bold vision.
It is.
And it shows just how much confidence there is in the future of AI agents.
Yeah.
But they've got a lot of challenges ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Designing new user interfaces.
Right.
Figuring out privacy models.
Mm-hmm.
Creating tools for developers.
Yeah.
It's a huge undertaking.
It is.
But if they can pull it off.
Yeah.
It could completely change how we live and work.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's definitely one to watch.
Definitely keep our eyes on that one.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Ready for another big shift?
Okay.
Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
The company that was synonymous with video calls during the pandemic
right.
is going all in on AI.
Oh, wow.
They're rebranding
okay.
and integrating AI into everything they do.
Interesting.
It's like they woke up one day and said,
yeah,
we're an AI company now.
We're AI now.
But seriously, their CEO is talking about a 4-day work week powered by AI.
Oh, wow.
Thanks to features like their AI Companion 2.0
okay.
and Zoom Docs.
Right.
A pretty aggressive move.
It is.
But it also reflects a larger trend we're seeing
yeah.
the integration of AI
right.
and all sorts of workplace technology.
Yeah, exactly.
So Zoom's betting big
mm-hmm.
on AI to be the future of work.
Uh-huh.
Makes you wonder,
yeah.
are we headed towards a utopia of increased productivity and more free time?
Right.
Or are there some hidden downsides to all this AI integration?
That's the question, isn't it?
It is a big question.
It's a big question, yeah.
And speaking of potential downsides.
Okay.
Let's talk about some research that's raising some eyebrows.
Right.
Scientists have managed to jailbreak AI robots in a simulated environment.
Oh, wow.
Getting them to perform actions they weren't supposed to,
mm-hmm.
like running over virtual pedestrians.
So,
hold on.
Okay.
AI robots going rogue. That sounds straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It does a little bit. Yeah, it's
yeah.
definitely a wake-up call.
Right.
While this research was done in a simulation,
okay.
it highlights the potential for AI systems to be manipulated or even weaponized.
Right.
It underscores the need for robust safety protocols
right.
and responsible development practices
right.
as AI becomes more sophisticated.
It's a good reminder that with great power comes great responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
We need to be thinking carefully about the potential risks of AI
mm-hmm.
alongside its benefits.
For sure. For sure.
Now let's shift our focus to the political landscape.
Okay.
President-elect Trump is reportedly considering appointing an AI czar
okay.
to coordinate federal AI policies.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So the government is starting to take the potential impact of AI very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But what does this mean for the future of AI development?
Right.
Will they focus on regulation,
mm-hmm.
innovation,
yeah.
or a combination of both?
That's a tough one.
Yeah. It's going to be a complex landscape,
mm-hmm.
and it'll require thoughtful leadership.
For sure.
To navigate the challenges and opportunities that AI presents.
Yeah, absolutely.
This AI czar would have a lot of power.
They would.
To shape the trajectory of AI in the U.S.
Yeah, no doubt.
Before we move on, let's do a quick rundown of some other notable AI news from November 27th, 2024.
All right.
Get ready for a rapid fire round.
I'm right. Hit me with those headlines.
All right, first up.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers have developed an AI tool that generates satellite images to predict future flooding.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That could be incredibly valuable for disaster preparedness
yeah.
and mitigating the effects of climate change.
Next, Anthropic is introducing custom writing styles for their AI assistant, Claude.
Oh, wow.
You can essentially train Claude to write in your specific voice or style.
That's incredible. Imagine the possibilities for personalization.
Yeah.
It really speaks to how advanced these AI language models are becoming.
Then we have inflection AI, which is shifting its focus from developing cutting-edge AI models to creating practical solutions for businesses.
Okay.
So they're recognizing the growing demand for AI tools in the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
They're acquiring companies and building applications specifically for businesses to use.
Right.
And get this, the CEO of Perplexity hinted at a sub-$50 voice assistant that can answer your questions reliably.
Wow, that's incredible. Imagine a world where almost everyone can afford a sophisticated AI assistant in their pocket.
Yeah.
It could really democratize access to this technology.
For sure.
Yeah.
Finally, Mistral AI, a French startup, is expanding to Silicon Valley.
Oh, wow.
They're setting up shop in Palo Alto and hiring a bunch of top AI talent.
Wow. So it just goes to show that AI is a global phenomenon now.
Right.
Innovation is happening everywhere, not just in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, it's a global arms race at this point.
But it really is.
All right. So that's it for part one of our AI news roundup.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for part two, where we'll dive deeper into the ethical dilemmas and societal impacts of these AI advancements.
Looking forward to it. Welcome back to the AI news whirlwind.
Oh, yeah. It's
it's pretty wild out there.
Yeah. It really is.
So much happening.
It's almost too much to keep up with.
Yeah.
But it's also incredibly exciting.
It is. It is. I mean,
just to see how quickly this technology is evolving.
Yeah. And it's not just evolving in a vacuum. It's like it's touching every corner of the world and every aspect of our lives.
It really is. I mean, from predicting natural disasters to revolutionizing how we work.
Right.
AI is becoming a force to be reckoned with.
It is.
But before we get too carried away with all the exciting developments, let's circle back to some of the potential downsides we touched on earlier.
Yeah, that's important. You're right.
Right.
It's important to look at both sides of the coin.
For sure.
And one thing that keeps coming up is the possibility of AI being used for harmful purposes.
Right, like those jailbroken robots we talked about.
Exactly.
The ones running amok in simulations.
Yeah.
It's a stark reminder that AI can be manipulated and the consequences could be pretty scary.
Could be, yeah. And as AI systems become more powerful and independent, we need to be really careful about putting safeguards in place.
For sure.
We need to think about ethical guidelines and ways to prevent these systems from being used for bad intentions.
It also makes you wonder about accountability.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If an AI system causes harm, who takes the blame? The developers.
Right.
The people using it.
Yeah. That's a tough question.
Yeah.
And there's no easy answer.
Right.
But it's something we need to figure out.
For sure.
As AI becomes more woven into our lives.
Yeah. And another big concern is the impact of AI on jobs.
Right.
We talked about Uber's move into AI data labeling with their scaled solutions division.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant business strategy.
It is.
But it also makes you think about the potential for job displacement and even exploitation.
Exactly. Yeah, if we're relying on low-wage gig workers to train these AI systems, are we just perpetuating existing inequalities?
Right.
And what happens to those whose jobs are automated away by AI?
Yeah, it feels like we're on the verge of a massive shift.
We are.
In the way we work.
Yeah.
Some people say AI will create tons of new jobs and opportunities, while others are worried about mass unemployment.
Right. And it's likely a bit of both.
Right.
AI will definitely automate some tasks and roles.
Yeah.
But it'll also create new demands and possibilities.
Right.
The key is to be prepared for this transition and make sure the benefits of AI are shared widely.
And that brings us back to the role of government.
Yes.
We talked about President-elect Trump potentially appointing an AI czar to oversee federal AI policy.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a sign that AI is becoming a top political issue. The decisions made by governments will have a huge influence on how AI is developed and used.
For sure.
This AI czar would have a lot of responsibility on their shoulders.
Do you think more regulation is the answer?
That's a good question.
Some people worry that too much government intervention could stifle innovation.
Yeah, it's all about finding the right balance.
Right.
We need regulations to address ethical concerns and potential risks. But we also need to make sure those regulations don't hold back progress.
Maybe the best approach is a collaborative one.
Yeah.
Where governments, industry leaders, and researchers work together to come up with ethical guidelines and best practices.
I agree. A multi-stakeholder approach is definitely needed.
Yeah.
We also need to make sure the public is informed and involved in the conversation about AI. Yeah. This isn't just a tech issue. Yeah. It affects all of us.
Absolutely. The choices we make today will shape the future of AI and how it impacts our lives.
Speaking of the future, one of the most exciting and potentially game-changing areas of AI is the development of AI agents.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that startup founded by former Android and Oculus leaders?
Mm-hmm.
They're working on a whole operating system built specifically for AI agents.
It's a mind-blowing concept.
It is.
Imagine a world where these AI agents seamlessly manage our calendars.
Right.
Connect us with information.
Mm-hmm.
And even anticipate our needs.
It sounds like science fiction.
Right.
But it's getting closer to reality every day.
It really is.
Of course, there are big challenges to overcome, like making sure these AI agents respect our privacy, are secure, and that we have control over them.
It also makes you wonder about the impact on human relationships.
Yeah.
If we're constantly interacting with AI agents, will it change how we connect with each other?
Right.
Will we become less social?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
We need to be aware of the potential social and psychological effects of AI.
For sure.
As it becomes more ingrained in our lives.
Maybe the key is to see AI as a tool to enhance our abilities, not replace human connection.
Right.
It's about finding the right balance.
Well said. AI should be used to augment our humanity, not diminish it.
Right. And let's talk about Zoom's big push into AI.
Okay.
They've rebranded and are putting AI at the forefront of all their workplace tools.
Right.
It seems like every company is trying to integrate AI into their products and services these days.
It's a huge trend, and it's changing the way we work.
It is.
AI can automate tasks,
right,
make collaboration easier, and even potentially change the structure of the work week.
Right.
Like Zoom's idea of a four-day work week powered by AI.
It's a fascinating idea, but is it realistic?
Yeah.
Could AI actually lead to a better work-life balance and increased productivity?
Right.
Or are we just setting ourselves up for longer hours and more pressure?
It depends on how these technologies are used and adopted. Hmm. There's always a risk that AI could be used to intensify workloads and exploit workers.
It's important that workers have a voice.
Absolutely.
And how these technologies are implemented.
They need to be part of the conversation.
Right.
Their rights and well-being need to be protected.
And let's not forget about the role of big tech companies in all of this.
Oh, yeah, the big players.
Companies like OpenAI, Google, and Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
They're pouring tons of money into AI research and development.
They are.
And their decisions have a ripple effect.
I do.
Across the entire industry.
It's a concern when so much power and resources are concentrated in the hands of a few corporations.
It is. It raises questions about accountability, bias.
Right.
And whether these companies will prioritize profits over what's best for society.
Yeah, those are important questions.
We've already seen examples of AI systems reflecting the biases of the data they're trained on, which can have serious consequences.
It can, yeah. It's crucial that we develop and deploy AI systems in a way that is fair and equitable.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts with addressing bias in the data used to train them.
It's a complex challenge, but one we can't ignore.
We can't. The stakes are too high.
The stakes are incredibly high.
Yeah. This has been quite a journey.
It has. It's been a very thought-provoking conversation.
Yeah. We've explored the amazing potential of AI, the ethical dilemmas it poses, and the possible impacts on everything, from our jobs to our relationships.
It's incredible how far-reaching the implications of this technology are.
It is. And we're not done yet.
We're back for the final part of our AI deep dive.
We made it.
We did.
It's
been a wild ride.
It has been a lot to process.
It has been a lot.
But I think it's really important that we have these conversations.
For sure.
So we can understand the full scope of what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, we've covered the amazing potential of AI.
We have.
The ethical dilemmas it poses.
Mm-hmm.
And the possible impacts on everything from our jobs to our relationships.
Mm. Right. Exactly. And I think one of the things that makes me hopeful
is
that we are having these conversations, that people are starting to ask tough questions about AI.
It feels that
it's not just a tech industry conversation anymore.
It's entering the mainstream consciousness.
Exactly. And that's crucial because it means more people are engaged in shaping the future of AI.
Yeah.
Plus, we're seeing some concrete actions being taken.
Okay.
There's a growing movement towards creating ethical frameworks and guidelines for AI development.
So it's not just about raising alarm bells.
Right.
It's about finding practical solutions.
Exactly. And we're seeing a push for more transparency and explainability in AI systems.
Makes sense.
If we can understand how these systems work and why they make certain decisions,
we
can better identify and address potential biases or harms.
Right. It's hard to trust something if you don't understand how it works.
Exactly. So. Especially when it has the power to influence our lives in such profound ways.
And another crucial area is education
and
workforce development. Mm-hmm. We need to equip people with the skills and knowledge to thrive in an AI-powered world.
That's right. It's not just about training people to build AI,
but
also training them to work alongside AI.
Right. So we need a workforce that understands AI, its capabilities and its limitations.
Right. A workforce that can adapt to the changing demands of the job market as AI becomes more integrated into various industries.
It's exciting to think about all the ways AI could be used to solve some of the world's biggest problems.
Absolutely.
Talk about that AI tool that predicts flooding.
Right.
That's just one example of how AI can be a force for good.
Exactly. Think about the potential in healthcare.
Yeah.
AI could help diagnose diseases earlier. Mm-hmm. And personalized treatments.
Okay.
In education, it could provide personalized learning experiences for every student. Mm-hmm. And in climate change mitigation, AI could help us develop new renewable energy sources and reduce our carbon footprint.
It's incredible to think about.
It is.
But we need to make sure everyone benefits from these advancements, not just a select few.
You're right. Equity and fairness are paramount. AI shouldn't be used to widen the gap between the haves and have-nots.
Right.
It needs to be a force for positive social change.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what are the key takeaways you hope our listeners will remember?
Well, I think first and foremost, AI is evolving at an incredible pace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already having a major impact on our lives.
Second, AI offers incredible potential.
It does.
But we need to be mindful of the ethical challenges and potential risks.
Right.
And third, it's up to all of us.
It is.
Governments, industry leaders, researchers, and everyday citizens to shape the future of AI in a way that benefits all of humanity.
Yeah, it's a collective responsibility.
It has been an eye-opening journey.
It has.
And I have to say, I'm both excited
and
a little bit cautious about the future.
I understand that.
AI has the power to change the world for the better.
It does.
But it's up to us to guide it in the right direction.
Well said. This deep dive has been about exploring both the light and shadow sides of AI. And ultimately, I hope it empowers our listeners to become more informed and engaged in shaping the future of this powerful technology.
To our listeners, we encourage you to continue learning.
Yes.
Asking questions and having conversations about AI.
Please do.
It's a topic that affects us all.
It does.
And it's up to us to ensure that AI is used for good.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thank you.